Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. My favorite thing about Armoire is all the different style and occasion options, from casual to athleisure to night out, work formal, work casual, a total of 8 different occasions, 3 weather options, and 11 categories, including accessories, outerwear, and blazers, just to name a few. With Armoire, you can always have something new to wear without the hassle and closet clutter. You know the feeling. You open your closet, it's full, but you have quite literally nothing to wear. You're bored with everything in there. Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothes for every occasion. Whether you're planning your outfit for date night, packing for a conference, or in need of a gown for a black tie event, you will be the best-dressed person in the room. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off the first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/parenting. That's armoire.style. armoire.style/parenting to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. As an adult and a mom of a son, both with ADHD, I know navigating the expectations of life with ADHD can be a challenge, but finding the right care and proper tools needed to succeed can be life-changing. With the right resources, you can turn your ADHD into your superpower. Done is an online ADHD care platform that can get you all the resources you need to help manage your ADHD, online visits, refills, and a 24/7 care team made for you. Starting to take care of your ADHD is as easy as 1, taking a 1-minute free assessment to see if Done can help. 2, booking an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as today or tomorrow. 3, start receiving ongoing care, enjoy online visits, personalized treatment plan, worry-free refills, and 24/7 care. Take a free 1-minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Done for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Unlock your path to better focus now at get.donefirst.com/podcast. Done. Turn your ADHD into your strength. Welcome to the Your Village Podcast, Parenting Beyond Discipline. Your Village is the most comprehensive site for evidence-based parenting classes available on demand at yourvillageonline.com. Our 50-plus classes give parents the foundation, steps, and tools for creating strong, healthy relationships with their children, resulting in responsible, cooperative, happy, and successful children and families. My goal is to help parents support their children in finding and reaching their own unique potential. The podcast is a place to learn about all things parenting and get your questions answered. I'm Your Village founder and your host, Erin Royer. Hello, everyone. Today's topic is one not just for parents to help our kids, but for us as parents to stop and take a look and think about for ourselves too, and that is perfectionism. There is a healthy striving for goals, self-improvement, and personal growth. This is a good thing. It's a great thing. But perfectionism is an unhealthy striving for an impossible standard. It comes from a place of feeling not enough. It's the belief that if I look perfect, if I do it perfectly, if I act, behave perfectly, then I can avoid shame and judgment. So how do we help our kids develop a healthy sense of striving that comes from an internal motivation to learn, to create, to build, to become, and to show up in the world as their authentic selves, and diminish any belief that perfect or perfection is the goal in any facet of their striving? First, I'm going to cover some information about perfectionism, what it looks like, the tendencies, and then I'll get into some ways to help your child develop a healthy mindset for striving while avoiding those perfectionistic tendencies to the degree possible. So here are some interesting findings about perfectionism. Research is so far finding that this trait has more to do with nurture than nature. Now, this doesn't mean that there isn't a nature part of it. It is definitely sometimes part of the personality or part of our nature. Perfectionistic tendencies are found more in firstborn and only children. Parents with perfectionistic tendencies are more likely to have children that adopt those traits as well. A perfectionist needs to be the best regardless of circumstances or practicality. It's a relentless pursuit for perfection while lacking flexibility to learn from their mistakes. Self-esteem rests strongly in performance and product and the outcome. They tend to suffer more perceived failures and have more self-imposed goals. Now you'll see some of these are positive and some of these are not so positive. They have high expectations of themselves, so they have more failures or perceived failures because they tend to do more, try more, push more. It may not be a true failure though. Say they get an A minus on a project that was actually the highest grade in the class, or they can't let go of a project or idea that isn't quite the way they wanted it to look or come out, which can also turn into an obsessiveness. They get caught up in the product. They lose sight of the things that are equally important, the things that they learned, how amazing the product and the project actually is or looks. Most people go through stages of perfectionism. The concern comes in when it becomes a consistent pattern. Research shows that children who are in the gifted range, they're very high verbal, high intellectual functioning, identify with high potential and push themselves, can be more prone to perfectionistic tendencies as well. Research shows that people can fall into three different categories. The non-perfectionist, which is 30 to 40% of the population. They also tend to be more distractible, a little more disorganized, and have broad interests. Healthy perfectionistic, 45 to 55%. They're organized, they have high personal standards, they're very agreeable, they're extroverted, they're conscientious, and they're flexible in the product or the outcome. They recognize a good effort without going overboard. And then the perfectionistic is 10 to 15%. They have perceived criticism where there may not be any. They have a fear of mistakes. They're anxious, disagreeable, and where the tendency gets in the way of the participation in the project or the enjoyment of the process of doing the project. Parents who focus on outcomes, the goal, they're grade oriented, do increase the chance of a child developing perfectionistic tendencies. So what do these tendencies look like? How do they manifest? They can manifest in procrastination. This is an avoidance of fear or failure. It's different than procrastinating because one doesn't feel like doing it. This is procrastination because what if it doesn't come out the way I wanted? What if it's not perfect? And so they avoid or they put off doing the project. They're afraid it won't be completely perfect. They get stuck in analysis paralysis. It can also look like thoroughness. It's an obsessive inclusion of detail, an inability to differentiate the important parts of the project from the unimportant details. And so they will continue working and working and working on something. A child will have difficulty terminating the project or the task, and they will keep working to the point of frustration and or exhaustion. They may have a tendency to hold on to things like clutter. They may have social difficulty because of a fear of failure, fear in the social situation, because they need to be correct. They can often be critical of those who make mistakes, and they don't want others to see their mistakes or their emotions, especially if they got upset. They are wanting to look right all of the time. And then there's repetition. They will repeatedly throw away assignments before they're finished, starting over and over because they made a mistake. You may see this in playing an instrument. They may start the song over because they made a mistake and go back again and again. Now, I'm going to talk about what to do in each of these. If you see these traits showing up, how to handle each of these when I get into the next section of what to do. So although they're not the same thing, there is a lot of overlap. So I really feel like it's important to mention these terms here, the fixed versus the growth mindset. A fixed mindset is a thought process that intelligence is fixed. There's a huge fear of failure, and this is where perfectionism and fixed mindset will overlap. Where they don't overlap is that with a lot of perfectionistic tendencies, they may also have a fear of failure, but it might look different. It's a different reason, and so they keep striving for perfection. Whereas someone with a fixed mindset will stop striving altogether because they see a failure or a perceived failure as a personal flaw or a shortcoming. Now, someone with perfectionistic tendencies may also have a fixed mindset, but they also may not. Then they may keep going back after because they want to get it right. So they may still keep going back. Whereas a fixed mindset person may just do a short stop and be done. And they will think, if I get a bad grade or I don't perform well, it's because I'm not smart enough or I'm not talented enough. I can't improve. So it's best to just not try at all. I'm just going to avoid that failure altogether. Whereas the perfectionistic person will try to cover up their failure, but they will keep trying to try to get to that perfectionistic place. A growth mindset is someone who sees their intelligence, their skills, their talents as fluid with room for improvement. A result that is less than the goal that they had set up in the beginning is a problem to be solved. What can I do differently or better the next time? Growth mindset people have a lot of resilience, so they don't take the failure personally. So a perfectionistic person generally does not have a growth mindset. They're not going to go together, because it's not a personal shortcoming or flaw. The other interesting thing about the two mindsets and perfectionistic tendencies is that the same way we build a growth mindset is a lot of the same way we would go about reducing or minimizing perfectionistic tendencies. So we can create a great, healthy mindset for striving without the downside that comes with the perfectionistic tendencies. So now, to be clear, perfectionism can often go along with a fixed mindset. They can go together. And perfectionism will not go with a growth mindset ever. But perfectionistic tendency also does not mean a totally fixed mindset either. It could be somewhere in the middle. Does not necessarily mean they have a fixed mindset. They will still keep going back and trying to improve, which a fixed mindset person will not. Okay, so, but we can nip both of these. We can take care of both of these things in one fell swoop, which is awesome. I'm going to cover a lot of great ways that you can do just this right after a word from our sponsors. Hey, Parenting Beyond Discipline listeners. Ready to create a home that fosters love, warmth, and style? Look no further than Home Threads, your partner in crafting a nurturing environment. At HomeThreads.com, explore a thoughtfully curated collection of furniture designed for families who believe in positive parenting. From cozy reading nooks to durable playroom essentials, our pieces are crafted to enhance your parenting journey. Home Threads has an incredible selection of furniture, decor, and accessories like throw pillows, blankets to snuggle under for family movie nights or reading time that helps you create the warm, cozy home that is the foundation for happy family memories. I love all the great pieces I've gotten from Home Threads to finish the look in my home. Gorgeous yet durable and cozy accent throw pillows, blankets, and some really cute wall decor. I have an ocean theme throughout my downstairs, so I got a couple of really great wall pieces to finish that look, and some picture frames for the family photos. Visit HomeThreads.com/parenting today and get a code for 15% off your order. That's HomeThreads.com/parenting to get your code for 15% off your order. Because great parenting deserves a great home. Home Threads. Love where you live. These later years of childhood have been flying by. As a mom, I want to not just be available to my kids during these last years they have at home, but I want to feel good and have the energy I need to keep up with their schedule and my own. So my health is a top priority. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. You're not alone on your wellness journey. Every customer gets one-on-one support to help you meet your goals. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. A healthy gut positively impacts immunity, mental health, sleep, digestion, and skin health. It helps regulate digestion, immunity against bad bacteria, and improve nutrient absorption. The gut has been called the second brain because it contains more than 100 million nerve cells. It is a vitally important piece to our overall health, both physical and mental. So to make sure my gut is working at its potential, I started taking EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense to improve my digestion and nutrition absorption, boost my overall immune health, and help with sleep and stress as a bonus. Head to myeq.com and use code PARENTING for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code PARENTING at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Now that we're back, here are some great ways to reduce and minimize perfectionistic tendencies and also build a growth mindset at the same time. First, use positive discipline. This is for everything I talk about. I know I talk about this a lot, but this really is the best foundation for so many things, including reducing perfectionism and reducing the fixed mindset and helping with the growth mindset. Why? Because the message deeply ingrained in positive discipline is that mistakes are simply opportunities to learn. It removes the shame around trying to be perfect. It lets our kids know that no one is perfect. We simply learn and strive to do better. This is part of being human. This is part of the practice that we are here to support them through as they learn and practice and get new skills and continue to improve. We also want to use intrinsic motivation instead of extrinsic motivation. What does this mean? How do we do this exactly? Well, first, it means steering clear of reward systems altogether. Star charts, sticker charts, earning prizes, earning outings, food rewards for good behavior or jobs well done or good grades, or performance in sports or music or anything else. If it's going out for dinner after a game, totally different. If it's something that's earned for a job well done or getting so many goals or anything like that or getting a good grade, then that's a reward system. We want to steer clear of that. These are extrinsic motivators. They teach kids to do for the reward, not for the internal motivation of learning a new skill or growing their independence. What happens with this is also that children then need bigger and bigger rewards to get the same result. You got to start getting them bigger and bigger things. No longer the pizza party is going to do it. Now you got to up the ante. Words of approval are also extrinsic motivators. Great job. You got an A. I'm so proud of you. I know this sounds counterintuitive, and I don't want you thinking you can't praise your child ever. So bear with me while I walk you through this so you can have a better understanding. And then you can be more selective in how and when you use phrases that are more extrinsic than intrinsic motivators. When we use phrases like, great job, you did amazing, you got an A, you scored 3 goals, it focuses on the outcome and sends the message that the goal is the A. The 3 goals. It also conditions them to do for the positive judgment of the other, in most cases, the parent. Meaning, it is my judgment that you are amazing. It's my judgment that you did a great job. It's my judgment that I'm proud of you. So they start working for that to make you proud, to make you feel like they did amazing. We don't want them doing that. So you can probably start to see how this can set up some extrinsic motivators. I want to please my parent. I want the praise. And the other piece, the goal is the A. I have to get the A or score the goals. What happens when I struggle with a subject and I don't get the A? Or we have a tough opponent and I don't score any goals in the game? How down on myself am I going to be about that? Will my parent not be proud of me or praise me for the outcome? This pushes for perfectionism. I have to work harder to get that outcome. I'm going for the outcome. I'm going for the perfectionism. Or a fixed mindset. This subject is too tough. If I can't get an A, I might as well not try at all. This opponent was too tough, and I guess I'm just not as good at this sport as I thought I was. I might as well not try. I might as well quit. Again, this doesn't mean no praise ever. I'm going to get to when and how in a moment, but first, in general, most of the time, we want to focus on the effort. You played really hard this game. You have improved so much in this past month. You studied really hard for that test. This focuses on the process. Then you want to add on to it. You can then say, I'm so proud of you. You did amazing. So for example, you worked really hard on that test and it shows. You played really hard today and I'm so proud of you. You've worked really hard on your music. You are playing the song with so much fewer mistakes than last week, or you're able to now play it faster than you could play it last week. An example, my older son, now 13, he played in his end of year orchestra concert. Now this kid couldn't play or read a single note last August when he first started and got put into orchestra, which was his third choice for elective, but he's become a really good violin player. And I was so proud. I literally cried throughout almost the entire concert. Every song he played, my eyes welled up with tears because I was so proud. When it was over, of course I told him I'm proud of him, but it's also not something he hears from me very often. So this is the really cool thing, right? Because when he does hear me say it, he knows it's something special. He knows it's above and beyond. He knows I really mean it, and it means something to him when he hears me say that. Here's some more things you can do. You want to have high expectations for success without the pressure. This means focusing on the effort, the time spent practicing their musical instrument, the effort put into studying or reading or researching or sports practice, but without the expectation for the outcome of getting the A or the highest grade or scoring goals or winning the game or playing a piece of music perfectly. It's an attitude of do your best. You want to use scaffolding to help children set goals and assist them in meeting that goal. Scaffolding is supporting them without telling them what to do or doing it for them. We only support them in ways they really need us to, if they won't be able to do it without our help. Let them try on their own or see how far they can get, or ask them what parts they need your help with, or get them started and let them go. Let them try. Let them struggle some. Let them get frustrated and try to work their way through it, whatever it is. Building a train track and getting pieces to meet up when they're 4 years old. Researching their history paper on their own at 14, but without going past the point where the frustration is overwhelming. It's a fine line and you won't always be perfect or judge the line perfectly, and that's okay. But allowing children to experience some frustration and move through it builds that very important skill of frustration tolerance. This is a big antidote to perfectionism. They learn, I know things won't always be easy, but I know I am resourceful and capable and I can figure it out. This is what we're helping them build. This skill is so important in life because life will bring a lot of frustration. And we do them so much good when they learn how to deal with that frustration and move through it when they are still with us and have us there for support, rather than trying to get out on their own and not having that skill at all and just floundering and giving up left and right. They will succeed in school, in careers, in starting a business if they choose to do that. They have so many more skills to be able to do that. In relationships, because they learned that skill with us. They learned how to fall down and pick themselves back up again, and that they aren't just okay, but they're actually even better for it. Focus on the process and the effort, how to get there rather than the outcome. I've already touched on this, but let's just say your child has a goal of making a certain sports team or a cut for a swim time or you name it, play a certain piece of music, whatever that is. Help them set the goals in between. What skills do they need to improve to make that team or finish that piece of music? How much time are they going to practice each skill and how many days a week? What else do they need? Some private lessons, some tutoring if it's for school. What can you offer towards that goal? If you can't give them the tutor or the private lessons, what other resources are available? What could they do to earn some money to help pay for that, to reach their goal? For example, my son's school was going to Washington, D.C. for a school trip, and he really wanted to go. His dad and I told him we would pay for half, but he had to earn the rest. We helped him come up with a bunch of ideas how a 13-year-old could make money on the side. One of those ideas is playing his violin in a touristy area. I mean, we live in San Diego, about 15 minutes from the beach. There's a lot of touristy areas. He could go over and play his violin for money. He could test out different areas, times of day for tips. So there's a lot of amazing ways kids can make money. to help them reach their goals. So you want to help kids get creative if they need or want a resource or experience you can't or don't want to pay for 100%. If your kids are really struggling with their work, encourage them to focus on completion, not perfection. What will it look like when it's done? Help them to visualize that. Help them break it down into manageable goals and help them break down studying in general if this is something they struggle with. Also, for a child who continues to work and work and work towards perfection on a project, you can be specific about what the end point is and each point in between. Set one or two main goals, working from the outlines. Help them reduce the clutter, help them get organized, help them decide how much time for the task and stick with it. So when the time is up, they're done. We don't stay up until midnight or 2 a.m. working. We stop at 10 p.m. and we go to bed and we're satisfied with the hard work we put in. Help them recognize a lack of perfection in everyone. No one is perfect and everyone has different skills. No one set of skills is better than the other, but it makes each of us unique and valuable. Take small steps in social situations. Model, encourage your child to say, "I don't know." It's okay not to know, and it's certainly okay not to know everything. Encourage and model admitting errors and mistakes. Avoid comparisons between siblings and have an overall attitude that it's okay to get things wrong and make mistakes, to not know everything. When you get a lot of repetition, that's "I'm not doing it right," they crumple it up and throw it away. You want to get the child to complete the task. Finish the assignment and then go back and review it. Finish the piano song and then go back and review it or work on trouble spots. And we want to avoid criticizing the repetition because all that does is bring on more repetition. We want to look at our own perfectionistic tendencies and notice how they manifest. What do we do? What internal thoughts do we have about ourselves that feeds into the perfectionistic tendencies? We want to try to call ourselves out on these. Now, I did an episode on shame recently. It's episode number 285. And since perfectionistic tendencies are so often about the shame we're trying to avoid, the judgment we're trying to avoid about who we're supposed to be, how we're supposed to show up, what we're supposed to look like, if this is something that you struggle with, you may want to check out that episode because I dug pretty deep into shame triggers, and building shame resilience. So those are things you can work on for yourself and then things you can also help teach your kids. If you want to follow on social, I'm at Your Village Online on Instagram and Your Village on Facebook. On the Instagram account, I've been doing videos 3 to 4 times a week with little tips and tools for parenting hacks. If you want to know more about positive discipline, growth mindset and perfectionism, helping your children through the homework process, and you want to check out a sample video of any of the 60 classes, you can find those on the website at yourvillageonline.com. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.